What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to ignite your action and help you reach your goals and far more than just health and wellness. Today, we do have a very special episode. It is our 50th really cool milestone to celebrate together and to celebrate with you guys. We'll be talking about the great moments, the lessons along the way, some funny moments, and just a complete candid conversation. So as always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahet. Thank you all for being part of this, and let's celebrate our 50th together. Hey, man, congratulations, 50th.
Hey, man, it's our golden one. Right? I'm so excited. We should have got gold chalices for this glorious occasion.
Yeah.
But it's been fun, man. I mean, I said it to you earlier, but it's like, it feels like we just started in some ways, and in other ways, it feels like we've been doing this for a long time. So
yeah,
happy 50th.
It's cool, man. It's so funny to think that, you know, the span of time, and I may have brought it up a bunch because it means a lot to me, but the span of time of just conversation as friends in person, but then obviously over the phone for like 3 years, it planted the seed for what was meant to be with this. And it's really cool to see it kind of unfold. And it definitely, to your point, feels like it's been a long time for such a short time. So a lot of things to celebrate and share today.
Yeah, for sure. So of course, we're not just going to sit here and talk about the 50th anniversary, but we're going to get into some things. We're going to maybe put some of our own teachings in action for ourselves, as far as reflection and goal setting and all those types of great things. And then just, you know, kind of enjoy the moments that have come. And the moments that we'll come to.
Yeah, I think we kick it off with some greats, and that's the downloads. Super incredible to see. Like, I'll just shout out some numbers here, and we have to bring up Canada first. Today, live right now, and this will be released later this week, we saw 47 plus episodes downloaded from Canada. It was really, really cool to see. So shout out to you, Canada. Thank you so much. That was really, really cool. And then as in total, the 10 countries, everybody that streamed us from the 10 special countries, my God, thank you. And in return, or I guess adding on to that, we got a total of 80 cities worth of listeners. So thank you. And it just from everybody or anybody that knows us already, first of all, thank you. And then from those that we may not see that are supporting us through your ears and or viewing us through socials, just thank you. So those were some special numbers there.
Yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, I think, you know, going forward, we'd love to start interacting with you all more too. So any way that you guys want to engage or ways we can help provide you better content, like, we're always open ears to feedback through our social DMs or like the emails we put in the descriptions. So it's just very cool to see, you know, we started this really not thinking about really any of that, like 10 cities or 10 countries, 80 cities. Like, it's crazy to think about, but it's cool just to see how this has grown over the past few, what, months, 6 months, give or take, whatever it is. Yeah. Doesn't matter about the specifics, but a couple months. And it's really like, this is what it's all about. Like, just giving value back to those that are willing to support and tune in and listen to us every day, and all those future listeners. So excited to see where this keeps going, and, you know, share the show, tell a friend, as always.
Yeah. And as Jason brings up in the intros, we you know, talk about it a little bit during the middle of these episodes, or I should say like the main parts of the episodes, we are bringing more and adding more to social media. So like, if you just at Action Ignited, we're practically on all socials. And as you guys are streaming us, we're practically on all platforms for podcast streaming platforms, almost tongue twisted that one. The reason why we want to do that is we want to reach more people. We want to help you all. You know, we say we want to ignite your action. Again, that just means that there's something that you may be wanting to do that you're finding a hard time to be motivated or find discipline to it, or finding just a hard time to just get started. We want this to be that for you. We want it to be that one place that you can listen. It's like, hey, I feel more inspired today. Or, hey, I could take that tool that I listened to. I'm going to implement it to my life. So we want that to continue to be like our mission with this podcast and with our social media. So again, as Jason just brought up, if you do have questions, any way we can help, send them in. And even if it's as simple as a DM, it's not a bother. It won't go unread. The only time it's going to go unread is if it's, you know, spam. I have to just say that out there. If it's spam.
So. Yeah, I got to throw it out there just because of what happened on TikTok.
Yeah,
I love that. But yeah, so to that point, it's not just even like you submitting your questions, but like the feedback we've gotten, we're extremely grateful for. And that, you know, that comes in the form of like people that left reviews, people that have hit us up with questions, things like that. Basically ways like we've done entire episodes based off people's questions, because our goal is to provide value, and odds are if one person's dealing with it, like someone else out there is feeling that same thing too. So we just try to bring that to some form of scale. So, and even just like, I've had small side conversations with like friends and things, and like they just give a tip or something like that. And it's like that stuff helps, because our goal is to bring our best selves to be able to help others, right? Like we're trying to serve others, do this for you, do this to get you to whatever that big dream, that big goal is that you have. So the feedback that you provide through those little notes, little conversations, like they're just going to keep helping to shape our show. That way we can best serve you going forward.
For sure. I think we dive into some lessons, some things we've learned, unless there's some more grades, right?
Lessons along the way. Yeah.
I think what'd you got?
No, I was gonna go off on the editing front for gotcha. I think both of us as far as like audio editing, video editing, making these short clips, all that type of stuff. It's been a heck of a learning experience, because I mean, just learning how to post a freaking podcast took us like a little bit, because it's like, okay, I know how to hop on a Zoom and record, but what the heck do you do with the file? So like even just that basic stuff, like checking those small boxes off as like wins of our goals, like that was all part of our plan. It was like, we got to figure all these things out to get to the point of just posting an episode, let alone like trying to get it out to people and promote it and things like that to be able to reach people. So it's just been cool to like slowly check off all of those things. And like editing, I feel like was a big one, because it goes beyond just like adding the effects. It's literally figuring out how to post a podcast on like through different directories and things like that me and you had to do through a Zoom. So it was a fun ride too. I would say it's still one of the like greats as well. And just like our tempoed approach to it too. We didn't do everything all at once. We started with just audio, no socials, slowly grew into the socials over time, stuff like that. It's just like, I think even if we started over, I would want to do it the same way, because it's made the process enjoyable and it's kind of like scalable steps. And, you know, we're not even a year into it, and we're kind of getting really to where we want to be, kind of end result. And then we can just focus on taking our production, the way we do things, and just continue to make them better, but we'll at least be on the channels, the avenues, and all that stuff that we want to be on.
I like the scalable steps that you brought up. I think that's so important, because we do want to provide enough consistent content for you guys. So we have to create the system in place where like we know, hey, we're going to do this then. Or, hey, let's meet here so we can have enough time to record. So I think that was definitely been a huge like lesson along the way. Like, what is a system that we could put in place that works for both of us for every piece of this? But I think for those that are listening, like, it's easy for me to say this because Jason and I know each other, where he's like right in front of me virtually, but like he's the brains behind all the editing. And there's a lot of, you know, editing and time and effort and proficiency. Is that the right word I want to use? Efficiency, all that proficiency, all that goes into editing, and they come out great. And it's easy for me to do like the part that I kind of do is just like proof listen to it after I already know he's kind of cleaned up, but it's just another ear for me to get on it. So that's been great to see how he handles that and does that. And then even how we handle the socials, like we do a lot of, we started a little bit more lately, like scheduling some out, but we do it pretty organically. Hey, like, how's this sound? How's this sound to you? How's the caption? How did we answer a question that somebody may be thinking? And then let's post and see how it does. So the lessons along the way have definitely been centered around, hey, how do we communicate? How do we be proficient? And how do we continue to work like great as a team?
Yeah, no, I think that's something like we've gotten to this point because of that. And like, you know, not to make this all about the podcast, like this is all stuff you can use in any way when you have a business partner, right? Or even just like you're chasing your own thing. Maybe you don't have a partner, but like you got to figure out your systems. So one, you're using your time wisely, but also like, I think if you do have a business partner, your goal shouldn't be for you to both be really good at the same thing. Like that can work out. It could be good, but like you want to have different strengths and weaknesses too, which is why I feel like this works very well for us because you're a lot better at some things than I'm better at. And like, we can kind of pick each other up where the other lacks a little bit. So it's like, it allows us to focus on, okay, I can do this because I could handle it. I have the time for it. I have like the expertise in it versus like, you know, you have a million and one certifications for topics and things like that. You have interactions with clients on a daily basis that help us brainstorm like some good ideas for ways that you might want to coach and teach and things like that. So it's like having that distinction in just the way that we operate and we work together, it allows us to come together and do this. So like, even when you are looking for a business partner, you know, going into business with friends, it always sounds like a great idea. But if you're all good at the same things and you all do the same things, like at some point you're going to reach a point where you're struggling because unless you can go out and learn the things that you all don't know or you're not good at or you don't want to learn, you're going to have a hard time getting past certain points. So I would say that's like one big thing just to take like a nugget out of this. If you're looking to start a business with friends, try to identify, do we have like strengths and weaknesses that could help and kind of mesh together to grow? And that's a big thing. And if you don't, maybe you need to find another person to add into the mix.
Oh, that's so good. And so it's hard to be, it's easy for us, I guess, because we kind of know each other, but it's hard in the moment to be like, hey, I'm not necessarily, I don't want to say good at that, but I don't really have the patience or the skill set for that. So like specifically with the editing stuff, Jason knows, and I've brought it up to you, all you guys out there that listen to the pod, don't have the best patience in the world. So if I got frustrated during editing and something didn't go my way and something wouldn't get approved to go through, I don't know, some type of automation, I'd go crazy. And like, he's literally the guru behind it. So like definitely knowing like who has the strength where is super important. It's super important to actually be like self-aware of like, okay, I need some help here. Like this is his thing. I'm going to let him do his thing and I'm going to be there to support, but it's really his thing.
But that's it, man. It helps us move faster because we both like have key things that we do. Like you also handle like all of our social posting for the most part. So it's like that type of stuff. It allows me to edit while you do that stuff on a daily basis, right? Yeah, daily basis. And you're like handling all that and that's pushing things out for people. So it helped us get to the social leg quicker. But yeah, I mean, it's just to your point, it's a self-awareness thing. And it's definitely, I can't emphasize enough, it's something you need to consider before you go into business with friends. Because going into business with friends, no matter who they are, it will always sound like a good idea up front. And then you get in it and you'll find out if it's really a good idea.
Oh, for sure.
I'd say our first test has gone pretty well. I think we're doing all right.
For sure. I love it. The lessons, but I'm going to tie this into the funny stuff. So like intros and outros, we kind of have a system here that like I'll usually do an intro now. Jason does the outros. I gas him up, but like seriously gas him up because the outros have been really great and smooth. But some of the funny moments were one time we tried to record an intro and there was like an inside joke that I couldn't, and we laugh about it to this day. And I couldn't stop laughing about it. So we literally did our small talk, which is usually like 15, 20 plus minutes. And like, okay, we need to record. I go through the intro and we just didn't record that day. You heard that, guys? We did not record that day. We spent like an hour. It was great connection, great conversation to start. And then it was just laughter and crying and we did not record. So you learn from that. There's some funny situations that happen in it based off like our little small joke there. But that was definitely one of the funny moments that kind of stand out to me.
I kind of forgot about that, to be honest. But yeah, it was like we just had a good conversation. We were going to use like the last like 20, 30 minutes, whatever our episodes normally go, somewhere in between there to record. And it just was not working. No matter what we tried. Yeah. But yeah, let's see what else we got. Filipino Christmas.
Oh yeah, that was so good. The first time that we shared, it was the two truth and a lie, and I screwed that up to even begin with because I gave all truths or something. No, it was like all lies or something. That was a bonus funny moment. And then Filipino Christmas,
our blooper.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
The Filipino Christmas was our family and my family staying up at midnight, and Jason pictured us like staring at the wall and for like the countdown and then seeing our gifts. Okay, look now. That was part of the laughter. And then I included in my notes Jason told a story, and I couldn't remember if it was true or false, but I kept laughing because I pictured like the Christmas Story, the movie, where I forget the correct term, like the cable pole outside. You said like you stuck your tongue on it, got frozen on there. I thought that was hilarious too.
I played the game the right way, and that was one of my lies.
Oh, gotcha. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was. But yeah, that was one of my lies, going back to our Christmas episode. But yeah, man, I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, some stuff that happens on camera, some stuff that happens off camera. But it's been a really enjoyable couple months. Really glad we got started with this, and we're going to continue doing this. Yeah, really don't see an end in sight. So you'll keep hearing from us here on Action Ignited.
For sure. I hope you guys take the lessons in it, the laughter, the fun, and even the lessons in this. Jason brought it up earlier. Like, we didn't want this just to be, hey, look at us, Action Ignited. We hit our 50th. Celebrate this. Come on, it's our birthday. Whatever. It's like, there is lessons along the way. Take it, see what tools will work for you, and we'll just continue to grow together.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, think just reflecting back on this conversation, right? It's one, we're reflecting on the goal that we've hit of having our 50th episode. Like, this is just kind of what we always talk about in action, right? We're sitting here, we're reflecting, we're enjoying some of the great, we're laughing about some of the failures along the way. I mean, we didn't even record an episode that day, so it's a failure, quote unquote, but like, we had fun with it. We kept moving. No one even knew besides me and you, but it's still like, we push ourselves outside our comfort zone, hopping on here, doing this all the time, doing the different editing socials, all that. It's learning new skills, creating your systems, all that type of stuff that we always talk about. Like, as we went through the conversation today, I hope you took a little piece of that with you. And you take a little piece of that with you as you leave too, of like, this is how things can work with a business partner, even on your own. Like, you still want to act as though you have a business partner, and that you are serving a greater purpose. So like, get your systems in place, time management side of it. Like, both me and you have full-time jobs that in some cases bleed into like weird hours of the day to where it's not like true 9 to 5. Yeah. And now you put a lot of pressure on my outro coming up, so I'm going to have you say something before I do that.
Just a big thank you, guys. Keep it nice and simple. Some gratitude, some innocence here. But thank you, guys. We look forward to growing together and hitting milestones past the 50th and hitting milestones past whatever downloads. Just want to impact more people. Continue to grow with us, and just thank you all a million times.
All right, here we go. As we bring this special 50th episode to a close, we just want to take one final moment to reflect on the journey we've been on together from the very first download all the way to today. Every step of this has been a chapter in the greater story that we're all trying to write together. So to our listeners, your engagement, feedback, and enthusiasm has been a great part of our experience. We're incredibly grateful for all of your support and the time that you've spent listening to us. Can't say how surprising that is to think that, you know, what was it, 10 countries, 80 cities have tuned in at one time or another to hear me and Iz talk about some stuff that hopefully can help impact your life and change for the better. So thank you for being an integral part of this podcast. Your stories, your successes are all going to be continue to be shared as you submit them. So remember, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, share your favorite moments with us. You can send them to our social media at Action Ignited or in the email in the description. So here's to the last, or not the last, the 50th episode and beyond. Until next time, keep igniting your life, realize your purpose, and as always, stay ignited.